This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
A chorus of U.S. officials are warning about the spread of misinformation about coronavirus vaccines. AP's Jennifer King reports.
We're killing people.
Departing the White House, President Joe Biden spoke to reporters about social media platforms' responsibility to curb the spread of misinformation contributing to vaccine hesitance.
The only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated.
He echoed comments by CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
If you are not vaccinated, you remain at risk.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
This is really becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Just four U.S. states with low vaccination rates made up 40% of new cases last week. And the rising numbers are being driven by large pockets of infection among more than 90 million Americans who have yet to get shots. Officials say cases of COVID-19 have tripled over the past 3 weeks and are expected to rise. Jennifer King, Washington.
Immigration advocates are calling on Democrats to quickly pass legislation to protect young immigrants now that the DACA program has been halted by a Texas judge. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The head of the group, United We Dream, Grace Martinez Rosas, says the Texas judge's ruling that ends the DACA protection for young immigrants is a blaring siren for Democrats. She says the lives of millions will remain on the line until President Biden and congressional Democrats deliver on the promise of citizenship. The House approved legislation in March, but it stalled in the Senate. President Biden has proposed legislation to provide a pathway to citizenship for the estimated 11 million people living in the U.S. without authorization. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials closed down 0.86%. The S&P lost 0.75%. The Nasdaq dropped 0.80%.
This is VOA News.